It's taken more than 7 years, but this past week, thousands of Orthodox Jews finally reached their goal. They've been reading one page of the same book each day, the Talmud. Stan Alcorn went to one of the largest celebrations of the event. It's called Siyum HaShas, and he sent us this story.
Think of it as a book club, one that discusses one page at a time and meets every day all around the world in some unusual places.
This is the 753 leaving Inwood on the way to Penn Station, and we're here every morning.
For 18 years, this is how Chaim Ries has spent his commute from Long Island to Manhattan in the last train car, listening to or leading a discussion of the Talmud.
And luckily, this is not the quiet car.
Today, he's one of more than 10 Orthodox men and at least one woman who are following along.
So again, we see the machlokes between...
Some have hardcover books with Aramaic text. Mark Engel takes a different approach.
I'm reading on my iPhone. It's an iPhone 4S.
He's reading an image of a book displayed on a website.
It's a photograph of every page of the Talmud, all several thousand pages.
Technology has made it easier to carry around those several thousand pages, but actually reading them is still a massive undertaking. Tonight, the Global Book Club is celebrating finishing the final page after reading a page a day for nearly 7.5 years.
This is the Super Bowl.
YM Sith is on his way to the largest single celebration. It's taking place at the MetLife Stadium that usually hosts the Jets and the Giants.
7.5 years, 2,744 pages of the Talmud have been studied, and today's the celebration. Celebration. Super Bowl.
In fact, with nearly 90,000 attendants here, it tops the attendance of the last Super Bowl. The majority here are men dressed in the black suits and hats worn by the most traditional Orthodox Jews. They fill the stands and the field, and when the opening prayers begin, their voices fill the air. During prayer, the hundreds of women in attendance disappear behind plastic curtains. Women don't generally study the Talmud in traditional Orthodox communities, but women like Zahava Miller are here in support of the men who do.
And all these people are coming together to show that in a lot of ways we have not changed. The world has changed around us, but our core values remain the same.
It's important to note who's not here: Reform and conservative Jews, who make up the majority of Jews in America. Mark Katz is an assistant rabbi at a Reform congregation in Brooklyn, where no one he knows reads a page of Talmud each day.
For the most part, it's not in our community. It's people in the Orthodox community who are really doing this.
But Katz is the exception. He's been reading a page of Talmud a day for 4 years, and he hopes that at the next Siyum HaShas, when the singing and dancing begins, he won't be the only member of his congregation.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
For NPR News, I'm Stan Alcorn in New York.
Coming up, in 1972, Democratic presidential nominee George McGovern chose the young, dynamic, and liberal Senator Thomas Eagleton as his running mate. But just 18 days later, Eagleton was out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will not divide the Democratic Party. Therefore, tomorrow morning, I will write to the chairman of the Democratic Party withdrawing my candidacy.
Why the Thomas Eagleton affair has haunted every campaign since. That story in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.